We're fantastic, Sean. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming on the show. Let's talk about Financial Literacy Month. That was November. You know, and it's funny, I look back on my years and think, I had no financial literacy when I got out of high school. Where were you when I was getting out of high school?
I can relate because that was my experience as well. And so we're on a mission right now to make sure that more and more people know about junior achievement because it is life-changing. It provides critical skills that every single one of us needs. So that's why we're just so delighted to be talking to you today.
And just the basics would be nice. Your taxes or a credit card or...
Well, we talk about very real situations and especially that are relevant right now. For example, online shopping. You think about Instagram right now that is just so prevalent and all of the opportunities to purchase things that we never experienced when we were growing up.
No, and I had no cash.
So that's it. So not only do we talk about very relevant things like that, but we start with the basics, like the benefits, the needs of purchases, why savings is so important. And absolutely, to your point, we get into things like taxes, even things like taxes taken off your first paycheck, things like the risks of credit.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so funny you mentioned the taxes coming off your pay stub. I saw a TikTok video and it's young kid gets in the car and dad's excited. He's excited. It's his first paycheck from his first job. And it's, you know, maybe a $100 check. But then he ran down the list of things that got deducted. And he went, I'm only getting $46. Welcome to being an adult, Junior.
So true. Why we think that this is so important is it what JA delivers is equitable to financial literacy education. And so it doesn't matter what your upbringing is, regardless of your background and the knowledge that you have. We're right there. We start as early as grade 3
Wow.
all the way up to grade 12 with our programs.
And you do have some Indigenous youth empowerment programs as well that you've been doing for the past few years. Maybe you could touch on those a little bit.
So the youth empowerment program is really exciting for us. And it's been running, as you mentioned, Sean, for the last couple of years. Last year alone, we reached 344 students through 17 different initiatives across a number of different communities. And we're really working to make it, as Cheryl mentioned earlier, that kind of barrier-free access and really meeting the students where they're at. So I was a teacher in my former life before joining JA here, and it's really about creating age and stage appropriate programming for kids and then making it meaningful, engaging for them as well. So when we have students coming in from rural or remote communities, we're supporting, you know, students up in Fishing Lake or Fort McKay, their experience is going to be very different than the students we have here in Edmonton. And that's really where our volunteer network comes into play in the business community that supports us, is we're really, you know, tasking our volunteers with that skilled volunteerism to come in and connect with the students with the information that we have on needs and wants, and then really make it relevant to their community and their experience. So JA isn't professing to be the expert in all things for all people, but we're there to bring the experts in and really help support communities to support their kids in learning financial literacy and kind of tackling that last big barrier, last big taboo subject that's out there.
We're province-wide, so if there's a school that's listening right now and going, you know what, this would be great to get them into the classroom. Are you showing up virtually? Are you showing up in person? And how can they contact you?
Yes to both. So we have done virtual deliveries. We do in-person deliveries. We've gone out to communities and hosted events. We've brought kids in. So this year, as an example, Muscogee's, we're busing in about 100 students up to the U of A for a big event. So we do really work to connect with the communities and, again, meet them where they're at. Some communities have better access to internet, so digital programs absolutely are no problem. Some are old-fashioned like me. They want, you know, pen and paper programs with games, board games that kids can play. We can have that sent out to schools as well. And then, again, the real power is connecting with those communities to bring volunteers in, whether that's the parents or someone like yourself that wants to support the community and come in and be a volunteer. We get you all trained up on the program. So like you said, Sean, if you weren't familiar with financial literacy, that's okay. We're starting with the basics and we'll do a bit of training for you before we get you in front of the kids as well. And yeah, there is a Junior Achievement Southern Alberta also. So we kind of have split the province in half. So we support everything from Pinoca North and they would support everything from kind of Pinoca Red Deer South.
Okay.
And again, very, you know, parallel programs that we offer throughout those communities and just a different network to make sure we're really supporting the communities within our geography in the best way possible. If you head right to our website, we're easy enough to find. Is Junior Achievement Northern Alberta takes you right to our homepage, janorthalberta.org. From there, there is a little section where a teacher can register, or students can access our programs directly, or parents can access our materials as well. So there's an opportunity for the whole family, the whole community to get involved and find a program that's really going to meet their needs or start them off in the way they want to go. And then obviously my whole team is here to support. So if there's questions from teachers or principals or questions from parents or students, they can reach out to us as well through our programs email. This programs@janorthalberta.org, and we'd get back to them and kind of point them in the right direction of wherever they wanted to start.
Nick, Cheryl, thank you so much for taking a few minutes. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Our pleasure.